So this is my title, Slow Writing Solid Hydrogen. That is something a little bit strange things to you. But actually, I'm Kozo Hakata from University of Electrical Communication, Tokyo, Japan. So this is outline of talk. First, I speak on why I start on solid hydrogen, and also what is solid hydrogen. And next, I'm experimentalist. We have to prepare solid hydrogen. Then how to do that? I briefly speak. Then I show how good is it by using Raman spectroscopy. I'm discussing on basically the lambda skin problem. So the Raman spectroscopy, that is essential issue to assess how good is it. Then with this laser pointer, okay. Then after that, EIT things, something like non-optics using EIT non-optics. Then of course, extend to the slow light problem in transparent medium, that is solid hydrogen, that is molecular crystal. And finally, I briefly speak the possibility to extend this kind of system to the real EIT resonance system. So why I start this kind of work? I have been working from 1989 on the EIT non-optics. I started work using atomic hydrogen with Boris Stoichev and to realize something like a trade-off problem to realize maximum non-linearity without any absorption or dispersion problem. That is EIT by using Steve Harris working, the EIT non-optics. We worked on this atomic hydrogen, but the problem of the atomic system very good, apparently very, very good. But problem of atomic system density, that is not very high. So to overcome that problem, the people use resonant condition. That is one of the essential issues. But if we can extend that this kind of physics to high density system, something solid, then we can work. We can remove some restriction of resonant condition or much more freedom we can get. So I hope to extend the work to condensed phase.
Okay, so the hydrogen spectrum such that the position you found there is in the ultraviolet.
Let me show. What is solid hydrogen? Okay, so the solid hydrogen is somehow different. Oh. Well, the atomic hydrogen system, yes, I worked on the Riemann alpha or Riemann beta, something like that. Of course, the prepared coherence, 2s and 2p, okay? The 2s is metastable and 2p, they just mixing by using DC field. Or 2s, 3p, I use Balmer alpha laser radiation, okay? That is coupling radiation, okay? So anyway, that is atomic hydrogen things. The solid hydrogen, that is not atomic system, that is molecular system, that is really consisting of the molecular hydrogen. So anyway, how to realize high density and narrow Raman width? This is essential issue. If this is broken, things are too bad. Everything is conventional, nothing new, nothing EIT. So the keeping narrow Raman width, slow diffusing, or including inhomogeneity, that is the essential issue. How to realize that one? That is the main question. My answer is that to use something very special medium. That is solid hydrogen to me. That is solid hydrogen, it has long, long history of research works, many years research work, starting from almost 1929, 1930, something like that. But basically many research works, they are devoted to the something like spectroscopy or thermal properties, something like that. No one has treated from the viewpoint of optical physics. So actually, that solid is consisting of molecular hydrogen. Very good thing is that molecular hydrogen, H2 molecule, that is lightest molecule, of course. Then that is very stable. The interaction between H2 is very, very weak compared to the internal freedom of energy, something rotation and vibration. That is huge compared to binding energy. So in the crystal, the binding energy is so small compared to the internal motion. The internal motion, they are free from binding energy. So the HD molecule can freely rotate and freely vibrate, but its center of mass is fixed in the crystal. They don't move. So density is 2 × 10⁻²⁰ cc, 22 per cc, huge density. So you can imagine this system, simply speaking, something like the high density molecules. They don't move, but they don't move. So you don't have to worry, Doppler breath. That's a very good system. But that is something very simple picture. In the reality, the, in terms of vibration transition, I restrict the discussion. So the, this is solid. Vibration quantum number is expressed something as sum of vibrational quanta of each molecule. Then ground vibration state is, we call zero, written this way. So all molecules, they sit in the real ground state of molecules. If we neglect the interaction, that is simply the this way, just a product of the molecular ground state. In this case, no degeneracy, including nuclear spin. That is just a single state. But in terms of excited, you can imagine, one node molecule excited vibrational state. That is a fast excited state. Of course, if they don't have any interaction, that is N4 degeneracy. We cannot distinguish which molecule. But of course, there is some hopping interaction between site by site. So that interaction excited one molecule that can propagate in the crystal. That is, so the, exactly speaking, the eigenstate become Bloch state. That's a good eigenstate. So it become band. That is called band exciton, that Frenkel type exciton. So the that is called vibron. That is something like this is vibron. So the we can work on the this kind of vibron band, but the we can start from the ground state. That is single state. So it of course this is not Bloch state, but you can imagine something k equals zero. Of course we can treat this state as k equals zero Bloch state. We can start from k equals zero and optically. Then can pick up only k equals zero from Bloch, vibron band. So if the k equals zero state vibron is very stable, that is very good. How good is it? We have to check. Oops, yes?
You said first that you have a matrix of the hydrogen molecules.
Yes.
And you're saying, well, essentially the molecules are independent from each other.
Yeah.
So they behave like just molecules, but they're again.
Yes.
And now, how can then, again, those molecules are independent and can vibrate? That's the vibration frequency is the one
that
you're interested in. How can we hop then from one molecule to the next one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. That energy is very, very small. So the approximately, we can treat interaction is very weak. So the, could you say again?
It's similar to a
multi
insulator.
Multi?
It's a
multi
insulator.
I don't know that one. I'm sorry. Some similarity, Of course, exactly speaking, in the ground state, there is some weak interaction because something like a very shallow potential. There is some quantum, the quantum tunnel. Yes, yes, quantum, the, but that is, I neglected in this treatment. Of course, that is known, that is quite, some theorists calculated many years ago. That is something like interaction up the quantum tunneling interaction come 10 kilohertz or something like that. Then if we neglect that one, so the very simple picture is possible. Of course, the, how that kind of quantum interaction affects, that is also very important problem. But right now I don't say on that. But anyway, so the next the experiment. So the first we have to prepare crystal. Oh, this is molecular crystal. Then something, of course, this is melting point around 14 Kelvin. Everything must be done, the cryogenic conditions. So the first molecular hydrogen gas that is converted to pure parahydrogen, that is something 3949, something like that. Then the liquid hydrogen is in the cell. Then we grow the crystal here by applying some pressure, 30 atmosphere, because of the, because this is something one a very important issue to prepare very good crystal anyway. So almost 1 hour, we can prepare completely transparent crystal. Size of crystal is something 1 centimeter diameter, and thickness is something 1 centimeter, 2 centimeter, down to the 100 micron.
how efficient is the ortho to para conversion?
Efficient? What do you mean?
I mean, you say 99.9%.
Yes.
Is that something you can do with a few minutes of preparation, or does it take a long time?
Yeah, just very easy. There is something like also the length of or the very thin tube. That is some catalyst is packed in that one. But almost in, length is 40 centimeters, something like that. Just passing through. And we keep the temperature almost at 14 Kelvin. Then passing through the gas. Then it becomes liquid. Then that is converted. Just passing through. Very quick.
What is the catalyst you use for?
I don't know exactly. That probably if it's some iron oxide, something like that. That is something that is commercially available. So the, of course, the, we prepared crystal in the another method, something from the gas phase growth. In that case, the low temperature substrate, that this is sapphire, then something like 10 micron, 200 micron, that is 200 microns, very easily controlled.
Anyway. Hmm?
4 to 5 degrees.
Is that the helium tank?
Yes, yes. Because the, for crystal growth, this is the best condition. Of course, the experiment, we can carry at 4K to 1K.
Sorry, you're searching the atmosphere.
Yes. Oh, that is for liquid phase growth. In the gas phase growth, we don't need. We don't need. Because in the liquid phase growth, that point is that we grow the crystal in the cell. By lowering the temperature, we carry out the experiment 4K. Then by lowering the temperature, the crystal shrinks. Then that is broken at 4K. That is a real problem. But then by applying 30 atmosphere, then grow the crystal. Then that is pressurized the crystal is prepared. Then lowering the temperature, the some positive pressure become milder and milder. At 4K, it becomes almost zero. That we can get, we have got the good condition for by analyzing the phase diagram anyway. So the for assessing how good is it, we checked by using laser Raman spectroscopy, Raman Ross spectroscopy, or inverse Raman, Stoichkov wording, anyway. So by using two lasers, one the 1.3 micrometer, that is very stable, 100 kilohertz or less. Then another one is homemade EC laser diode. That is also possible to get 10 kilohertz, but then normally we use 1 megahertz, something like that. Then measure spectrum. This is Raman spectrum we measured. This at 5K or 6K. That says almost the HWHM is almost 5 megahertz. That is quite narrow. Density 10 to the 22. So this we see much, much narrower than the room temperature hydrogen gas. And of course, the, in that sense, this is high density and very narrow. Of course, this width includes inhomogeneity also. That is very good. So apparently, the, we did experiment by changing temperature to 4K to the 12K. This is some spectrum, the center frequency, vibro frequency moved to blue side and become broader. Then the we analyze this that one by assuming some vibron phono acoustic phono interaction. Then this is 10 to the 4, 10 to the 7. That can be reproduced experimental results quite well. Then of course the using something like one parameter we can reproduce. It means that this system very clean, very clean. So the, we don't have any ambiguity. So the for carrying out optical experiment, that is very good system.
What does the yes. human cell look like? You have a molecule vibrating, and then the phonon is the molecule oscillating.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the picture of the coupling?
Of vibron phono.
But I mean, how do I think of it physically? Is it orthogonal? Vibration is this way, the phonons are this way, or what?
Yeah, actually, H2 can rotate, and also.
First of all, you should think of the molecule that's here.
Yes. Oh, there is C-axis. Okay. There is C-axis. But in this analysis, we don't phonon, acoustic phonon is not completely anisotropic. Isotropic. But anisotropy is not very serious effect for the vibron phonon interaction. So in the analysis, we neglected anisotropy. That can reproduce anyway. So the first experiment, how good is it? That is a very, very simple experiment we did. Just pump by using green laser radiation, that is frequency double yag in pulse, nanosecond one. Then observe SRA, stimulated Raman scattering. That is, this is a photograph. Then very important thing is that, okay, red one is Stokes emission. So if everything is parallel, then the blue one is anti-Stokes one. That this is a phase-matched anti-Stokes at ring, quite well known. And at center, much, much stronger, same color appears. Of course, this one can be generated any condition. So this one is much, much stronger than the conventional ring phase-matched one. That is very different thing compared to the usual media. This is something like a very simple thing. Because the essential point of this system is that the phasing of BA is very, very small compared to the conventional solids and liquids. So almost we can neglect the phasing. In that case, by using this pump radiation and generated Stokes, it can generate the coherence quite large value. It means that conversion lengths become much shorter than phase flip lengths. That is the issue. Then you don't have to worry on the conventional phase matching condition. So something maximal conversion within one coherence length, that is possible. So without conventional phase matching. So of course in the experiment I showed, we did something also spontaneously. But if we can prepare the coherence much more intentionally by using two lasers, something and controlled large coherence, the much more arbitrary thing or efficient frequency modulation, or physical conversion might be possible. That is, we can say something quantum crystal modulator, something like that. Of course, this is something very similar or extension EIT non-optics. EIT non-optics, one can prepare large coherence or some coherence here, then apply something, this one. That's the very good conversion, something 100% has been observed. But what we pointed out, everything is resonant. The bandwidth is very narrow. But in our case, we remove this restriction. This become completely transparent up to VUB. Then we don't have any limitation of bandwidth. That is very broad bandwidth we can obtain. That is the difference. Of course, some demonstration experiment, we prepare coherence by using two single frequency lasers, of course. Everything for preparing coherence, frequency must be, very ideal laser must be used. First one, then something like very broad band laser, something. It can be generated very quickly the several sidebands, very efficiently. Apparently, so the in terms of beating, prepared coherence can beat essentially any kind of radiation, something like incoherent light, fluorescence light. It can be beaten. So actually, it is also very easily observed. And conversion efficiency is each sideband is 20%. Very easy. Just fluorescence light. That is easily converted. And of course, the intensity doesn't matter. Changing intensity two orders, doesn't matter. Any radiation, any intensity is OK. So it is very good system. Yes. Okay, that is something like 4 megahertz. 5 megahertz. That is over 100 nanoseconds, something like that. So right now, the things are limited to the 10 nano or 100 nanosecond time scale.
The conversion efficiency seems to be always something like 72%.
Yes, of course.
Is
there a reason why it's always this, the beta reason why it's 20% conversion?
What do you mean? Much higher.
Because in the previous picture, you had always, depending on the intensity, you had the constant conversion.
Mm-hmm. Why 22%?
Why 22?
Why 22? So the okay, so the each sideband that is 22, okay, 44%. Another sideband also, other sideband exists. So the almost the more than 50% of energy is converted. Okay, so the if we can get much more much bigger coherence of 100%, that has been of course demonstrated of course in the gas phase. So the it means that the this is very broad one, over 2,000 wave number. This is completely incoherent. That can be converted. It means that this coherence time is sort of 10 femto. So it the femtosecond laser can be also.
My question earlier, rotation versus phonon. I'm sorry, vibration versus phonon. What is the molecular vibrational frequency?
Oh, molecular. This is molecular motion H2, 4,000 wave number.
That's 4,000 everything. That's phonons plus.
Phonon is very tiny, or really acoustic phonon. That is energy is almost negligibly small. So in the case of 4K, we are assuming some Debye phonon. So temperature is 4K. You can imagine that is just 4K.
So 41, 49
yes.
Is 99% vibration and 1% phonon?
No, exactly zero.
It's a
Riemann
notion of the cage.
Okay. So it might possible to imagine this kind of experiment. We can modulate femtosecond laser. Then it can, of course, calculation shows that it can generate sub femto. Of course, this is
the issue.
Yes? Pardon? What? How? Yes, same polarization. Yes. No, because the transfer for J equals 0 to 0. 0 to 0. So, anyway, this kind of EIT things. But this is something, one extreme, large coherence issue. But of course, the reality slow light things, that is another extreme. So it means that something like some slow light things is small coherence with strong coupling. This is strong, but this is really weak. And coherence produces very, very small. Then some dynamic effect, that is a slow light things. So this system works quite well for large coherence. Then question is that, it can work for the another extreme also? That is the question. Of course, this kind of slow light things has been worked quite a lot. Many people are working, very beautiful are working, doing. Then my question is that, can we realize the slow light in a transparent far horizon system using solid hydrogen? So, this is something like a slow light things is, of course, it can be understood, as Yuri said very clearly. This is something that interplay between coherence and this one. So it means that this is a very strong coupling radiation exists. Then very weak pulse, this is stationary, very weak pulse appears. Then coherence is prepared. And after that, this coherence beat with this one and return back to this one. Now this is a real process, it takes time. This is a group delay. So it means that the same thing we can discuss on our system. So we apply very strong laser. Then we apply this one, very weak one, some coherence here. Then it can beat with this one. But in our case, we don't have any resonant condition. It can return back to not only the anti-Stokes side, but also Stokes side simultaneously. But of course, it's a real system, it takes time. So it should, group delay should exist. So of course, this is a very simple mind idea. So things are, of course, things must be calculated much more carefully. The interaction itself, we have to work on the propagation of two fields. This is stationary, strong gradient stationary. The propagation this way. Something this is a dispersion constant from ground state, the dispersion constant from upper state, then this is Raman coupling term. Of course, this interaction, atomic molecular system, the interaction system is effectively calculated by using two-level picture. So in that case, by formulating propagation equation, these equations can be obtained very quickly. It means that this one, E minus one, this anti-Stokes one, E one, Stokes one. Then it is something like this is some, essentially this is group velocity, but not exactly the group velocity because some interaction exists to one plus one to minus one. So cross coupling exists. Then so we cannot define any definite group velocity. But this is, of course, for the Stokes side, this becomes minus. This is local time, of course. It means that, of course, if we can neglect only to one kind of transition, in this kind of transition, omega minus one, it becomes superluminal. But of course, if we can select only this transition, it becomes slow-like. Of course, this is something a little bit complicated. But problem is that good news is that this state upper state J is very, very far. This is more than 10 electron volt. That is VUB, that is H2 molecule. So we can all neglect the dispersion. Then we can get much more clearer picture. Something like we can neglect, we neglect dispersion. Then we can get much more understanding in the interaction. So by neglecting the dispersion, we can get a propagation equation much more simpler form. This is lab frame propagation equation. That is something like E plus one, E plus one propagate this way. Interacting with rho BA coherence, meeting with E zero. The same thing for minus one. Oh, okay, so by using this equation, we cannot find any definite group velocity. But you can simply sum up something, multiply omega minus one this equation, multiply omega plus one this equation, add them. Then these terms disappear. Then it means that this equation appears. So, and also, in rho BA, we can assume that we prepare the coherence adiabatically. Then we can express as a product of E zero and E minus one, E plus one, something like that. Then express, and so the similar thing we do. Then something like we can define something E V, E plus one, E minus one. For this combination, we can get this kind of propagation equation. It means that E plus one or E minus one, the real field, they are propagated in the medium. They don't have any definite group velocity. But in terms of their linear combination, they have some definite group velocity. For example, this one. For this group, this linear combination, equation becomes this way. Group velocity C. This propagates with vacuum speed of light. And in terms of this one, this has some slow group velocity. Now, this situation is quite similar with this three-level interaction, rather than three-level interaction, dark state or bright state things. This is something completely decoupled from the system, something like propagation, something like dark state mode, we say. Okay. So, yes?
The difference to you is that here you find that the inverse of the group velocity is proportional to the three naught squared.
But the group velocity okay, okay. Also, exactly speaking, delta E, it includes dephasing and plus Stark effect, Stark shift, including everything. Then,
I mean, the principle depends on yes. The other field that controls the group velocity field of your EV is the opposite of
EV. Opposite of EV. You are saying something?
Yes. V is proportional
yes. To inverse. Mm-hmm.
Here you have 1 over V proportional to E. Mm-hmm.
Finally, I agree with you. But the formulation itself, if I write delta E, including coupling field also, this also include coupling field because stark shift. So this is an E square is involved. By writing much more exactly, E force appears. Then dividing that one, same situation happens. Equation itself is same. But finally, effect of slow-wave effect is something like not exactly the resonant condition, that is a little bit detuned. In that sense, you are correct. Anyway. So this is something like E plus one, E minus one, they don't have any definitely definite group velocity. But for some, we can find some linear combination. We say this the normal, propagation normal mode. They have group velocity. It means that something like if we in terms of experiment, so if we concentrated the observation E minus one, that is something expect a linear combination of two normal modes. One propagate with C, another one is slow, a sum. By propagating the system, these components may split into two components. Of course, the coupling intensity, we need huge intensity because upper state too very, very far. Of course, to realize the adiabaticity, we have to reach a little bit, 70 megahertz. In that sense, that is different from real EIT as a resonant condition, different from that one. This is experiment we have. We did something like prepared a thin crystal. Must be thin, 100 micron crystal. Then using 13 nanosecond coupling field and probe weak one. This is experiment dashed one. This is theory. Actually, by propagating a system. And checking the coupling field intensity, it becomes somehow broader and split in two, broadening something like a signature of splitting of the two components. Actually, by observing this splitting, we can estimate how slow this is. This is almost 30,000 slower than C. Actually, the two components, we did experiment also. This is something like by propagating 100 micron, fast component and slow component split into two. Of course, they interfere. Then after that, then this become somewhere this kind of anti-Stokes one. Stokes one is expected. After this is experimental results. They can reproduce quite well. And of course, I have to say one thing. So signal become higher by propagating 1.5 times higher, three times. In this picture, this is not Raman amplification. This is something split, something like interference. Originally, the boundary condition is that E minus one is small and E plus one is zero. E plus one is zero. So two components destructively interfere. And this is something a little smaller. By propagating these components, the decouples, then the destructive interference disappear. This is something like not amplification, something like interference or two components become disappearing. This kind of process, it is understood. So we have done this kind of things, the slow writing transparent medium. A Vibron Raman system in solid, it worked quite well. In that case, we have to define normal mode that we have demonstrated in this system. Of course, this kind of solid hydrogen quite good system. They're thinking various kind of application. Resonant slow right medium, that is very important. Very beautiful atomic system is very good. And Phil Hemmer, he has demonstrated the ion system, the rare earth ion system. That is very good, of course. But can we get another medium for solid hydrogen? That is the question. So we are now starting this kind of work. So resonant EIT system is solid hydrogen. Why the solid hydrogen is some good point is that that is inhomogeneity very, very small. You can remember the Raman width is 5 megahertz. That includes inhomogeneity. That is very good nature. If we can work solid hydrogen as matrix and dope some atoms and molecules, then it may work. We checked various possibilities by checking various spectroscopy papers, but it was not very easy to have good candidate, unfortunately. Finally, I'm reaching one idea. I use ortho hydrogen as a molecular dopant. It's hydrogen molecule, but ortho. Difference is that ortho hydrogen, it has nuclear spin, I equal one. And also, good news is that in terms of vibrational transition, that H2 molecule, that is completely forbidden. But in the crystal field allows them to become, to make it allowed. So of course that is not very strong, quite weak transition. But it is possible to observe. It is very easy to observe anyway. So by using this kind of vibrational transition, we can manipulate some IRD spin state. Of course, transition wavelength is infrared. So the EIT are in infrared region. EIT using nuclear spin sublevels through vibrational transition. So something like that. If we can get this kind of system, something slow light, frozen light, something like that, might be possible. Of course, this is solid hydrogen is quite easy to treat compared to the other something like crystal material. We can prepare by ourselves. Of course, temperature is a little bit low. That is just 4K. Doesn't matter. I don't say 4 millikelvin. Just 4K. Easy temperature. Various density is possible. Up to 5%. Up to 5%. So we have to apply some B field for this kind of three-level system. And in terms of ground state diffusing, there are various NMR papers. By checking the papers, it is possible to get diffusing time 1 millisecond or much larger. Much, much larger is possible. But I have not checked by myself, so I doubt a little bit. So 1 millisecond, it is possible, definitely. In terms of T1, because we have to arrange ground state population. Optical pumping is the essential issue. So the T1 is also very, very essential. That we measured it. Then that is also 10 microseconds. Not very fast, but it is possible to repump, prepare some optical pumping. Then we can prepare this kind of system, M equal 0, M equal minus 2. This is M equal minus 1, vibrational state. This might be possible. And of course, this kind of issue is something like various manipulation technology we are thinking. Because for coupling, some strong field might be necessary. Something like this kind of system we are preparing. This is something like optical fiber, the tapered optical fiber. This is something similar to with Robert Boyd talk yesterday. So the tapered fiber region. This is, of course, in the optical fiber, light propagate in the core. But this is only 1 micron, I assume. Then in that case, something like over 40% of energy outside of region. Then we set this kind of system in the solid hydrogen. Lots of also hydrogen here. They don't loop. You don't have to worry transit time loading. So some interaction, it is possible. By calculating, so we can say some possibility to get very slow light might be possible in the optical fiber. In this kind of optical fiber embedded in solid hydrogen system. According, this is just the calculation theory, and we don't have any definite things right now, but things are now going. So we are preparing 2.4 micron laser by using OPO, then also the some fiber technology we are developing. So they are almost ready. Anyway, these things are almost everything I have prepared. So the white solid hydrogen, I started. And that is a solid, because that is solid that meets both high density and single molecular nature. And also, how good is it? That is very good, something like 5 megahertz, including inhomogeneity. Of course, it's something like this works in terms of large coherence problem. It can work efficient and arbitrary modulator. And the slow write, it works. Of course, it works in transparent medium. Also, it may be possible to extend to the resonant EID medium. And also, finally, I have to introduce my colleagues. Oops. So, myself and Katsuragawa, and family chain theorist, and various students, basically master course students. So, the some PhD course students, 2-3 PhD course students. Thank you very much for your attention.
The new results of Ted Hinch in producing Lyman alpha coherent radiation would make it possible to have the lasers necessary, you would think. Or maybe it's better to use two photon kinds of processes as you did in your earlier famous work. Mm-hmm. How would you approach it?
You're now returning back to the atomic hydrogen problem.
Yeah, the last resonant EIT.
Uh-huh. Oh, resonant EIT, that is completely different.
So we do two photons?
No. That is much simpler, just three-level system. Same thing as what you are doing. You are working rubidium. That is also hydrogen. A transition is not electronic. That is vibrational transition. That's all. And ground state coherence we prepare for the magnetic sublevels.
Right, but so what I'm asking is the way to get from 1s to 2p.
That is
use Ted Hinch's new resonant lasers and have overall three photon resonant, mm-hmm. everything resonant.
Oh yeah. I know. That is completely different work. So the you're saying the frequency tripling work of Ted Hinch has done. That is quite good work, of course. But of course, so everything in terms of atomic hydrogen things. Also, why I have some difficulty working on atomic hydrogen, some density. So to generate many photons, we need much more atomic hydrogen with that much smaller, much narrower wheel, because it was something that Doppler was very serious. In that sense, the generating many photons, that was not adequate at that time. Of course, we can imagine, if we can prepare very low temperature, high density hydrogen gas, it may work. But a different work, please.
Yes? The non-resonant slow light photon gas, is there anything in principle that stops you doing that in a gaseous H2 medium? I mean, okay, there's a phase time that perhaps a bit faster. 100
megahertz, 500. I don't think so. Because just a moment. But
Well, yeah, but isn't it the density
when
you
start
at
the massive or the density? When you start your thermal ortho-feral ratio.
I still want to pursue the comment of old, that sometimes V group goes like E squared and sometimes one over E squared. And I understand both, and I can drive both, but I don't have a good feeling for what the physics is that determines why it's one way and why it's the other way. Do you have any comments?
Please say again.
Yes. You're saying it's a star effect.
Yes.
That's correct. So the levels are assumed by the optical star effect of your
mm-hmm.
That, of course, goes with the intensity.
Mm-hmm.
So the slow light was not an EIP effect.
No.
That is, yes, I agree.
You saw
EIT
and you saw slow light.
Some similarity, but that is something like not the mid this kind of dispersion, but something tail dispersion, of the very close.
Did I understand your comment question correctly that if you take into account the dark expression for your delta that was in the denominator, then eventually you would also get the intensity?
Yes.
Yeah, now I don't know who was.
Well, I wonder if there's a different question in terms of what do you think
mm-hmm.
compared to the with mixing in the hollow country where it's widely used for generating the cooling. The solid hydrogen is more efficient?
Yeah, actually.
I mean, for instance, if you were to choose a very short
hop, yeah, actually, it is possible to generate very broad bandwidth. In terms of the generating shorter paths, that is much better than the photon crystal fiber, I think. Because finally, the frequency spread is very important. So the modulation frequency, 4,000 wave number, by using just 3-4 sidebands, it is possible to reach almost the 1 femtoe. But by using much of the, in that sense, the Alexei Sakharov may speak on Friday. But essentially, by preparing good coherence, it is possible to very good phase relation. Yes.
You mentioned that at the given pattern there is a possible superluminal equation there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to see a next superluminal effect?
Yeah, actually that is involved. Actually, because the group velocity I showed is somehow this equation. This is proportional, not omega plus one, omega m modulation frequency. This is almost the difference of omega plus one, omega minus one. So this is somehow the omega plus one is slow component. Omega minus one, that is fast. The difference, this is difference effect, something subtracting. That is, slow light is much stronger than fast light. As a result, this is something, this kind of slow light group velocity is determined. In that sense, that is involved.
Is it possible to invert the effect so that the superluminal effect is stronger than the slow light effect?
Not very easy. So we have to completely invert population.
What population?
No.
You mean between A and B?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
A and B.
No.
No. Yes, if so, because what I mean is, omega, this is, just a moment. Omega minus one must be, just a moment. No, I don't think so.
No, I think
same thing. Same thing. Yeah, in that case, the, of course, in that case, the problem is that the adiabaticity problem. So in that case, this kind of equation is not very good. Of course, in that case, some fast light component might be observable.
No, but I don't think you need to get around the doublet in this case, because naturally, even without the doublet, the equation indicates that you don't have to do it. If you convert the population somehow, so that instead of the slow light being dominant, you have the fast light being dominant somehow by converting the population. My question is, what determines the sign?
Sign of what?
Sign of 1 over B on the right
1 over B.
So if you have a negative 1 over B, then the effective total
Then you can get negative group 1.
Yeah, this is.
You're right. So inverting the population to A and B.
Then minus N.
Okay. Okay, but that's easy to do. You mean basically opposite from the atoms into the other. It's a question. It's not a hydroponic structure.
Oh, this is 4,000 wave number.
Vibration
state. Yes.
I mean, if this notation N is the density of F, right? But you probably assume that rho BA, because rho BA doesn't show up here. Thank you for the answer, and thank you, Kruger, again.
Thank you.